There's always a little pause before I go live, so I never know really when I'm going live. I'm live and in your face. All right, folks. Listen, did anyone catch the Oscars? I'm going to guess not. I mean, because I know I've got to say I pride myself on being awake. I know my audience is awake. You don't fall for that liberal demonic garbage. Let's just call it what it is, demonic. That's it. That's it now. End of discussion. It's demonic. I don't know if you saw my tweet that I put up about anything that perverts or destroys God's creation in the name of liberalism is demonic to me now. I have a lot of discussions with Juan on the phone talking about the occult practices, about Satanism, about what these people believe in. Folks, it's real. You know, it's real. This is the science of their art. This is their belief system that we're all captured in. The more you learn about it, like I have been doing, the more you realize that all these people, they're under some kind of possession. There's just no other way to look at it. It's a possession. And it's sad because they're going straight to hell. It's sad. All right, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod. 1977, D-Rod, 1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. When the lights go out on Amazon, remember, I wrote this book on my iPhone with my thumb. I had tendonitis. Tendonitis in my thumb. Tendonitis in my thumb from writing this book. I wrote it in a month. I had an editor for the grammatical errors, but it's a pretty good book. It's my life story of being a degenerate. All right, that's on Amazon. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, is on Amazon. Leave her a nice little review, an honest review. She reads it. Thank you very much for the super chat. Text is something. Folks, look, if there's any time, it is now to get noble gold. You got to get gold. Look what's happening with the banks. This is going to continue. This is the scare event. It's getting really real to a lot of you, isn't it? Right about now, you're checking your watches going, holy shit, it's time. It's happening. It's happening. And the Democrats are reaching for some desperate moves. It's not going to help them. In the end, it's not going to help them. Yeah, they're going to put us through a lot of pain and a lot of hell. But in the end, they'll be hanging from the gallows. I'm pretty certain about that. All right, folks. Noble gold, noble gold. We are at war, and we are in a recession. You think? Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And you know who will get hit the hardest? You will. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because these things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. Folks, this is good stuff. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed into bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle Bullion coin and for every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher, folks. Stop worrying. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, or hit the link below, folks. It should be there in the description box for Noble Gold. All right, folks, let's get into this. So the Oscars, well, let's not get into it. Just hold on. Wait a second. Don't turn me off just yet. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. It has a major governor on my Instagram. It doesn't move. It stayed at 144,000. It doesn't move. It doesn't budge. I can't say that about Twitter now. Twitter, since Elon took over, got to give him credit. Twitter it's exploding. I'm past 100,000 now. It's just rapidly growing. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com, bing right there. Get yourself some cool gear. I got hats. I got shirts. I got socks. I got coffee mugs. Sancho gear. I got it all. Nino'sCorner.tv, folks. Nino'sCorner.tv. This is fire. I got 107, Ron Partain, Jim Willie, all on there right now. and a roundtable talking about the near-death experience and just what we can expect. How bad is this going to get? Well, let's compare it to something here. And for those of you, oh, it won't get that bad. It's just not. They're going to protect all of us. Nah, it's a shit sandwich we all have to take a bite of. And a lot of people may not survive this, folks. It's going to get that bad. That bad. It's like going head-on collision in a Volkswagen with a semi-truck. Going 95. This is going to be bad. And we're in the process of it now, of this near-death experience. But a near-death experience is, to understand, it's not like, ooh, that was a close call. It's not like, that's not a near-death experience. A near-death experience is you die, and then you come back into the body that you died from. I have a lot of friends that are, I almost died, man. I got a bad car accident. I walked away from it. I'm not putting it down at all. But a near-death experience, to me, is when you cross over and you come back. That's how scary this is going to be, from what I understand. I hope not. I really hope not. But it's going to be something that it's going to be scary. It's going to hurt a lot. You got to really have faith in God. You got to really have faith in God on this one, folks. And know that we are not of this world. You know, what's going to be happening is going to affect the people that are going to go along with this agenda are going to be liberals. Digital ID, the whole thing's coming. It's coming. So don't think it's not. But I think that we're going to be running side by side, two timelines. It's going to be scary. Brad Olson's coming on. Jason Gobain, the 32nd degree Mason that turned away from the Masons. He didn't step into the 33rd degree. He didn't want to deny Christ. He's going to be talking about symbolism, the symbolism that Trump uses to show the downfall of the Illuminati. A lot of times you see Trump's hand like this. It's an upside down triangle. That's from what he says, a signal to the Illuminati that they're going down. All right. This is what he says. Let's hear him out, folks. I leave judgment to you. I got Danion Brinkley coming on, everyone's favorite. Danion Brinkley, the near-death experiencer. I think he's very pivotal at this moment in time. He's a great guest to help us understand near-death experience, right? I love Danion Brinkley. He's one of my favorites, man. So he's coming on, and he will be on. I think I got him this week. You might want to turn down your volume. I'm going to give everyone a little bit of a warning before I do the magic. Might want to turn down your volume if you're in a public place and you don't want to get embarrassed. Oh, yeah. Here it comes. It's coming, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I hope you turned down your phone on that one. That was a good one. Are you listening to the Nino? All right, folks. So just a reminder that you're not alone and people are waking up. Why? Because only 16 million people. I can't even believe it's that much. 16 million people tuned in for the Oscars to watch Jimmy Kimmel. How do you say you're on the Epstein? How do you say, I saw this on a meme. How do you say you're on the Epstein client list without saying you're on the Epstein client list? Be Jimmy Kimmel. So 16 million tuned into the Oscars this year. They have been dropping like a lead balloon. Nobody cares about Hollywood anymore. Nobody cares. Celebrity's dead. Hollywood's dead. Nobody cares about these ass clowns anymore. It's over. It's over. And it's just going to continue to drop. But to give you an idea, in 2013, it was over 40 million people tuning in to the Oscars. 40 million in 2013. To today, 16 million. That's it. And I bet you next year it'll be worse and it'll just continue dropping. These people they're so narcissistic. They really think people give a shit. We don't. We don't. You know why? Because we see you now. We know what you're about. It's not 1985 anymore. It's not 1990. It's 2023, and people are awake. Okay? And hence the birth of the Patriot, folks. Yeah. You know, I got an interesting text from my cousin Louie. Cousin Louie, if you're out there listening, he has some really good insight, and sometimes he throws me some nuggets, you know, and I'm gonna read what he wrote me in a text. Because I was thinking this, and I've discussed this with Juan. I got a thumbs up about it. But basically, this isn't the collapse of the banking system, is what he writes. This isn't the collapse of the banking system. It's the centralization of the banking system. They are collapsing all the small banks. Once that happens, the largest banks will merge. And that's when they bring in a federal cryptocurrency. No more personal transactions. And I honestly see this happening. I think a lot of you can agree. Give me a thumbs up if you agree with that. I think that's what they're in the process of doing right now, eating up all the small banks. And then the mark of the beast, folks. And they'll be using all your lovely celebrities to push the agenda. But none of us pay attention to that shit, do we? We're in a race against time. We are in a race against time. Look what's happening. Okay, just pay attention to everything that's happening. We know what happened in 2020. Folks, they're hitting us at all angles now. It's one barrage after the next. So my whole thing is this. The finish line is 2024 is where I see it. And it's a race against time. You've got... And folks, if we don't finish before 24, I'm telling you, it's a wrap. I don't see... If this doesn't get fixed before, we're in deep shit. And I'm going to go down swinging saying that. I don't see, and I'm sure a lot of you, give me a thumbs up if you agree with me. I don't see how this goes to 24 all the way. Oh, it's going to be fair. Everything's just going to be fair. No, it's not. Help me believe that, because I don't believe that. Nothing's going to be fair. So we're in a race against time. We're in a race against time because bank failures, World War III escalation, you know they're really going hard on that one, aren't they? Southern border is completely collapsed, folks. Don't whatever they're telling you, oh, it's a little this, a little that. No, it's not. We are being rampaged. I mean, they're coming in, they're ransacking us. My contractor here that is doing a little bit of work on my house, he was just helping some illegal immigrants and letting them stay in his RV, pero they fucked him over. You know how much these people are making? They're making about $2,500 to $3,000 for every head they cross over. These people make so much money, talking about $2 to $3 to $4 to $500,000. They just take the money and go back to Mexico and open up businesses. How do you like that? So he was like, I didn't know, man. They were like just living in my RV. They had all kinds of immigrants staying there. Pero I couldn't fucking believe it. They were making like $200,000. That's it. I was like, damn, $200. Like, yeah, but it was crazy. It was crazy. David, you're so crazy. Hi, David. I don't know. So aliens are coming, and they're going to speed all this up. They're going to speed it all up. I think we're going to start seeing more aliens. I do. I really do. I think probably this year we'll start seeing some more UFO activity. We have a problem. There's an interstellar mothership hovering in our solar system. I mean, this is what they're telling you, folks. They're speeding up everything, which is a good thing. Believe it or not, it's a good thing because from what I understand, this was supposed to take until 2030. The timeline, if they would have had Hillary, would have been a lot of things would have happened in 2018. What happened in 2020 would have happened in 2018, and it would have been really bad until about 2024, and then we would have rolled into World War III, you know, alien stuff. I mean, they had a timeline here, folks. We've condensed that. So right now, as what we're seeing right now, as we press the gas, and I appreciate anyone who's giving to me on the Super Chat. Thank you. They need Trump out of the picture. And they're going to do anything they can to get him out. Okay? And it's not just the Democrats. It's the Rhinos. It's the Mitt Romneys. It's the Pence. All the traitors. All of them. Paul Ryan's. All 98% of the Republicans and 99% of the Democrats, folks. Okay? That's what we're looking at here. That's how deep this swamp is. They want Trump out of the picture. So they need him to have a black cloud over his head looming. He needs to get indicted. And who said this? Who's been saying this for the longest time? Juanito. Juanito has said this for the last year and a half that this was going to happen. I think it is too. Because I don't see any other card they can play. They're going to have to play this card. And they're going to have to own it. Remember, folks, these people are so evil. They're going to be evil until the last second, till the very last second, until their last gulp of breath. They'll be evil. They're going to be in disbelief. They'll be in disbelief, but they'll still be evil. Because I do feel justice is coming for all these people. It's bad. So as they put a black cloud over Trump, as they do this, they're going to elevate DeSantis. DeSantis is going to be the golden boy. The skull and bones golden boy. The Bush-backed golden boy. You really want someone that the Bush family backs? There you go, DeSantis. Here's DeSantis. There you go. There's your man, folks. There's your man. And a lot of people just don't pay attention and they don't know what's going on. They have zero awareness. They have no idea who he is. And they're going to just get behind him because he sounds so good, just like Obama did. Obama was an eloquent speaker. Liberalism to me, folks, liberalism to me is kind of like alcoholism because I suffered from that. I'm recovering. Let me tell you, folks, there's a lot of days where I still want to hit the bar and go see my friends and just have a social life again because I don't feel like I have a social life anymore. My social life is you guys. Anyway, liberalism is like the disease alcoholism. You know what I mean? And let me try to explain this. An alcoholic believes just a few drinks won't hurt, right? You always have that belief that, you know, everyone looks at you like when I say, hey, I don't drink anymore. Oh, God, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? Why don't you drink anymore? You can't hold it. You can't control it. You can't control your desire to drink. You just go nonstop. You're crazy. Yeah. Yeah, because I know I don't feel like going to jail again. I start feeling invincible when I have a couple drinks. Give me three drinks. Give me four drinks. Give me five. I'm fucking Superman. Okay? That's dangerous. All right, so anyway, so an alcoholic believes just a few drinks won't hurt, but they start off with good intentions, folks. They all do. And it's the same thing with liberalism. Liberalism starts off with good intentions. And I'm going to compare just a few drinks for an alcoholic to just a few liberal ideologies for liberals, all right? So how it starts off with, it sounds so good. It just starts off so good. It always just starts off so good. You know, you get the a few social and cultural belief systems. They put those in there, funded by who? The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Anyway, we'll go into that on another show. Who really funds these movements? Soros. Anyway, you got women celebrating their sexual independence, their equal rights. Sounds good. Sounds good, but that's also a way you destroy the family unit and the home. Then it begins to morph even further, okay? So just a few drinks, right? I'm comparing it to alcoholism, just a few drinks. And then it morphs into squeezing the family out of the house, out of the household. You don't need daddy anymore. You can have two moms. Or just one mom can do it all herself. So you start squeezing the father out of the home. Then you bring in sexual orientation. Further dividing the families, right? So then this happens, then women's rights turn into abortion rights. Now we want to kill babies. Okay, just hear me out. Now they're on their fifth, sixth, seventh drink. And now you're thinking like, oh, this guy, they're going a little overboard here. It's like the drunk at the bar that's like, blah, 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 and you're like, all right, we got to start taking, maybe we should take the car keys away from this drunk. Same thing here. Same thing here. They don't stop there, do they? Now they're mutilating after abortion. Now, if your child thinks that it's a whatever gender it's supposed to be, we take it out and we mutilate its organs, its sexual organs. Like I said, folks, I really thought I was Superman when I was a kid. I thought I was Spider-Man. I even tore a towel. I would wear a towel cape behind my back and jump off my fucking roof. Okay? I didn't fly. I landed on the ground every time and hurt myself. My mom didn't just go, well, you know, he is Superman and he's practicing and he's going to be flying someday. One day, in just a few weeks, I believe he's going to fly, be flying around the neighborhood, and then that'll turn into him flying around the city. And then after he's flying around the city, she didn't fall into my delusions. You get what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So comparing this to an alcoholic, to me, is significant because it's the same thing. Now we're at the point now, we're here now where if you don't agree to their terms, boom, they have a gun to your head. Now you must agree to all their terms, including erasing God, white guilt, reparations, accepting lifestyles that destroy family units, or you are a bigot. They'll call you names. We're not allowed to call them anything. So at this point, they are the alcoholic that is the raging lunatic that's getting in the car, and we all got in the car with them, and we're in the back seat, and we're going, gee, we should have taken the keys away from this person. Driving all crazy on the freeway, going 100 miles an hour. That's where we're at right now with these people driving the car, okay? That's just my little comparison. Give me a thumbs up if it makes any sense to you, because I am comparing liberalism to alcoholism, and I think I know a little bit about that. Actually, I know a little bit about both, because I was very much more liberal than conservative just a few years back. I always believed in God, but I was like, ah, it could be, you know, I also thought, well, it's interesting. The Bible's interesting. Unicorns could exist as well, dragons. I really didn't understand the whole scope of things like I do now. I'm telling you, folks, during my awakening process, I left the Bible, went into aliens, thought we were genetically modified. We came from aliens. I watched a lot of Ancient Aliens. And then I started thinking to myself, why are they playing this on television? Because I know television is mind control. Why do they want us to believe that we came from aliens? Oh, bing, no wonder. It's a fucking lie. Better believe in God during these times. I'm telling you right now, that's the only strength you're going to get. That's it. You better have God. That's it. Maybe I'll make a shirt that says, got God, got Jesus. Maybe I'll do that. House Oversight Chair questions $1.3 million in payments to Hunter Biden and relatives. So the House Oversight Chair are now questioning Hunter Biden. I mean, this just keeps going on and on and on. But let's. The Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee published a memo Thursday alleging that Hunter Biden and at least two relatives were paid $1.3 million from an associate of the president's son who had leaks to the Chinese energy company. They're alleged to have been paid after the associate, Rob Walker, was wired $3 million in March 2017 from a Chinese energy company affiliated with another company that Biden had been doing business with. The receipts are there, folks. There's a lot of receipts. The receipts of the $1.3 million in payments were Biden, his uncle James Biden, and Haley Biden, the widow of Hunter's brother, Bo Biden. Didn't Hunter have like some affair with her or something like that? I don't know. You might want to fact check that. It's something I heard. I could be wrong. It is unclear what services were provided to obtain this exorbitant amount of money, Comer said. While the $3 million figure and the payments to Hunter Biden reported almost a year ago, Comer's memorandum highlighted that the committee described a new evidence, described as new evidence obtained from a subpoena of Walker's bank records, two payments totaling $35,000 to Haley Biden in 2017. Y'all like my Texas bug? All right. So with all that happening, all the dirt on Hunter, all the dirt on the Biden family, the crime family, we could be looking at a Trump arrest because they have to do it, folks. It's tit for tat. It's a way this works. So the gut punch does loom. I'm going to go with Juan on this. I see it coming. I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't. I'm not psychic. I'm not claiming to make any predictions. I hope it doesn't happen. But I think it very much well could. So the punch, the gut punch looms. Obviously, it will go nowhere, just like January 6th, even though there's innocent people sitting in jail. But they got to take him out of the picture so they can insert the golden child, Ron DeSantis. And as long as Trump has a big black cloud over him, they can make DeSantis shine, shine, shine. And the choir boy, too. The pederast, Pence. Pence. Pence, if you ever hear this, we know about you, buddy. Okay? Church boy. The church boy. I don't trust people like you. All right. So dozens of Mar-a-Lago staff, from servers to aides, are subpoenaed in classified documents probe. At least two dozen people from Mar-a-Lago resort staff to members of Donald Trump's inner circle at the Florida estate have been subpoenaed to testify to a federal grand jury that's investigating the former president's handling of classified documents. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation told CNN. On Thursday, Trump's communications aide, Margo Martin, who worked in the White House and then moved with Trump to Florida, appeared before the grand jury in Washington, D.C. One of special counsel Jack Smith's senior most prosecutors was involved in the interview. I've been watching Deliverance. Have you guys seen Deliverance? Oh. All right. Looming Trump charges threaten to inject chaos into the 2024 campaign. And this is what they're aiming for. This is exactly what they're aiming for. So in a matter of days, a grand jury in Manhattan can turn the 2024 campaign on its head by making Donald Trump the first former president in U.S. history to face criminal charges. Why this matters? Well, this is why it matters. The state investigation into Trump's alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. I thought this was squashed already. Stormy Daniels in 2016 may be the tip of the spear when it comes to the many legal threats bearing down on the former president, the front runner of the 2024 GOP nomination. An Atlanta-based prosecutor in close to charging decision in her investigation of Trump's efforts to overturn the you-know-what that happened in 2020. Special counsel Jack Smith is tightening the screws in his federal probes of Trump's role in January 6th and his handling of classified information. Remember, folks, these people have to keep committing these crimes because they're all going down, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, let them keep coming. It's the rope-a-dope. But moving first in such a sensitive situation carries enormous risk for a prosecutor, and legal agents, experts, have raised questions about the strength of the case being assembled by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Let's talk about Judas. When I say Judas, let me see if you guys know who Judas is. We all know about Judas in the Bible, but who's Judas, today's modern Judas? Can I see some names in here? Tell me who you think is Judas. There you go. Oh, you guys are good. Very good. Pence. Pencey boy. Better ass Pence. I appreciate anybody who gives to the super chat. It's much appreciated. Yeah, Pence. Yeah, well, they're all bad. But let's really thank you, Johnny James. Yo, Johnny. Yo, thanks, man. So when is this guy going to understand that people don't like you? Thank you, Kelly and Marty Jones. People don't like you, Pence. We don't trust you. We know. We're awake. You're not going to be fooling. You can only be fooling about 5% of the Trump crowd. That's it. That's it. And I call them the Trump-tards because there are Trump-tards. There's libtards and there are Trump-tards, folks. They're on both sides of the spectrum. You can't get away from it. It's just the way it is. Eric Kemper, thank you. Mike Pence implies that Trump is a fake Christian during speech to room full of journalists. Coming from this guy? Do you know the dirt on this guy? I think Lynn Wood put some stuff out on Pence a while back. I mean, I don't know how you can trust it or not. I don't know. I would like Lynn Wood on my show. Lynn, if you're out there listening to me, I like you on my show, buddy. I got a lot of stuff I'd like to talk to you about. Former Vice President Mike Pence, who has hinted he's gearing up. Remember I said watch Pence. He's gearing up for the 2024 run at the presidency, is likely to make his devout Christian faith a key component of his campaign in comments he made at the annual spring dinner of the Gridiron Club. It seems like he wants to set his Christian bona fides apart from Donald Trump early on. So what he's saying here is this. Pence comments about Trump's role in the J6 Capitol riot received a lot of press, but he also took a swipe at Trump's claims to be a Christian. Remember, Pence, even with all the shit that's come out on Fox, Pence still stands firm that it was a riot, that we're dangerous. Do you understand this? I hope you do. Wake up! I once invited President Trump to a Bible study. I wouldn't go with you to anything. Definitely not a Bible study. Anyway, I once invited President Trump to a Bible study, Pence said in his speech. He really liked the passages about the smiting and perishing of thine enemies. As he put it, you know, Mike, there's some really good stuff in here. Here's what it is, Mike. He was probably cringing that he had to go with you to a Bible study because believe me, this man knows everything you're about from the get-go, buddy. So for you to take him to a Bible study is hypocrisy. Get it? You get it? It's like going to Dahmer's house to have dinner. I don't want to go, okay? Pence also referenced the recent classified documents scandal that enveloped Trump, saying it's good proof that he never reads the Bible. So he just doesn't read the Bible. He just doesn't read the Bible. And as all this speeds up into 2024, here we go, escalating World War III, folks. And I think we're going to go against China at some point. They're buying themselves some time with Biden. As America gets weaker and weaker and weaker, China is strengthening and strengthening and strengthening, and they're teaching their youth how to fight. The Chinese people are learning some kung fu. Okay, they're going to come here with the one. The U.S. military has released footage that depicts portion of the Tuesday encounter between the two Russian fighter jet planes or pilots and a U.S. drone they forced down. So the military has released footage showing Russian fighter jet forcing down a U.S. drone over the Black Sea. The newly declassified video, which U.S. European Command released early Thursday, depicts critical moments in the midair incident that resulted in the downing of a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 unmanned aircraft. The video is from a camera on the MQ-9 Reaper drone pointed backward towards its tail and the drone's propeller, which is actively turning at the beginning of the clip. A Russian Su-27 approached the rear of the drone and began to release fuel as it passed the unmanned drone. The feed is briefly disrupted as the Russian fighter jet passed over the drone while continuing to release fuel. When it comes back a second later, the propeller was visible and appeared undamaged. So there's a whole thing of there's a whole footage on this. Thank you, Candy Hegler. Thank you. With Russian visit, Z pursues effort to upend U.S.-led global order. So, fresh off a legislative Congress where he cemented his vision of governing China, Xi Jinping turned to how he would create a better world order. Why does everyone just leave people alone? It would be based on mutual respect, tolerance, and equality. And China would be its natural leader, of course, communism, right? He told heads of political parties for any array of countries, including Russia and South Africa, Nicaragua, and East Timor. Chinese-style modernization does not follow the old path of colonial plunder or the hegemony. I think I said that right. Hegemony. Hegemony of strong countries. Z told them in a video called Wednesday, sitting at a desk surrounded by Chinese and Communist Party flags. So we have the Communist Party flag because we like our model better. Communist Party flags. The world does not need another Cold War, he said, announcing his new concept. The Global Civilization Initiative, a set of lofty guiding principles for a new type of international relations that China is building. So China, let China grab the reins. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. Z comments were a clear rebuke of the United States and a reflection of the harder attack he is taking as he ramps up China's diplomatic efforts with an expected visit to Russia. Vladimir Putin said in December that he had invited Z for a state visit in the spring. That trip could happen as soon as next week, Reuters reported on Monday. Hunting rifles. So China is shipping assault weapons. You know what they want to ban here? You know they want to ban those here in America? Well, China is sending them to Russia. So China ships assault weapons and body armor to Russia. Chinese companies, including one connected to the government in Beijing, have sent Russian entities 1,000 assault rifles and other equipment that could be used for military purposes, including drone parts and body armor, according to trade and customs data obtained by Politico. Netanyahu holds meeting on Ukraine, said to look at providing military aid. So now Israel is going to start providing military aid. For the first time since resuming office, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had held a discussion Tuesday on Israel's policy regarding aid to Ukraine in the face of the Russian invasion of war. His office said, the statement said that meeting, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, I don't know how to say that, Yoav, more Foreign Minister El Cohen, National Security Advisor Zahiki Garabib, Mossad Chief David Barnaia, I don't know, IDF Chief Staff of, okay, just forget these names. Oh boy. Hebrew media reported that the meeting discussed the option of providing military assistance to Ukraine, which has long been lobbying Israel for weapons and in particular air defense systems. Kiev has expressed frustration that its requests have so far been rebuffed. The U.S. has also been pushing Israel to increase its support, apparently with weapons, according to reports. Western countries have poured weapons into the Ukraine military as it holds up the Russian advance. During the meeting, the National Security Council presented Ukraine's demands, its expectations of receiving Israeli air defense systems, and the sensitive nature of relations with Russia. Yonet reported about citing sources. Israel is prepared to give Ukraine a rocket early warning system and assist the country in clearing landmines, according to the report. Whew! Let's get to some bank news. Schwab clients pool $8.8 billion from prime funds this week. And it's going to continue. Charles Schwab Corporation saw $8.8 billion in net outflows from its prime money market funds this week as investors scrutinized the brokerage's resilience amid questions about the health of wider financial industry. Clients pulled money from two Schwab's Value Advantage money funds, which had a combined $195 billion of assets as of March of 15th, representing the largest redemption in at least 6 months, according to company data compiled by Bloomberg. The data covered the 3 days through March 15th. Schwab's own government and treasury funds had inflows in each of the 3 days, while prime funds had outflows, according to the company's data. Prime funds differ from government and treasury money market funds, which have grown in popularity since the financial crisis of 2008 and since the market rout of the onset of the boogeyman in 2020. Prime fund assets decreased by $18 billion industry-wide for the week ending March 15th, while total money market fund assets increased by $121 billion, according to data from the Investment Company Institute. Now, I hope I say this right. Credit, it's spelled S-U-I-S-S-E, okay? Is that Suisse? 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 I don't know. Help me out here. All right, Credit Suisse shares soar after central bank offers lifeline. So in Geneva, Credit shares surged Thursday after the Swiss central bank agreed to loan the bank up to $50 billion, folks. $50 billion. Fuck. Francs, $54 billion to bolster confidence in the country's second biggest lender following the collapse of the two U.S. banks. They're just getting bought up, folks. Credit Suisse announced the agreement before the Swiss stock market opened, sending shares up as much as 33%. They like that number. 33% before they settled around 17% gain. So as much as 33% before they settled around 17. Those two numbers again. Two francs, 2.15 in late afternoon trading. That was a massive turnaround from a day earlier when news that the bank's biggest shareholder would not inject more money into Credit Suisse sent its shares tumbling. The plunge in price dragged down other European banks and deepened concerns about international financial system. 11 banks deposit $30 billion in First Republic Bank. The biggest banks in the U.S. swooped in to rescue. First Republic Bank, FRC, 9.98% increased green on pointing triangle. With a flood of cash totaling $30 billion in an effort to stop spreading panic following a pair of recent bank failures, the bank's executives came together in recent days to formulate the plan, discussing it with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and other officials and regulators in Washington, D.C., people familiar with the matter said. J.P. Morgan Chase, JPM, 1.94% increase green up pointing triangle. And companies Citigroup, Inc., Bank of America Corp., and Wells Fargo and Company are each making a $5 billion uninsured deposit into First Republic. In other words, they're buying them up. They're buying them up, just like my cousin told me. That's all this is. Getting ready for that digital ID, that federal digital currency. Your faith in God better be real strong, folks, because that's what it's coming down to. This is not a culture war, okay? Stop that. That's what liberals want you to believe. This is a culture war. No, it's not. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war. Put that armor of God on, folks. And I got this from a liberal syndicate. Insect farming, okay? Insect farming. Insect farming is booming. But is it cruel? Insects are strange, wondrous beings. Butterflies can see parts of the light spectrum that are invisible to human eyes and use these ultraviolet patterns to find their way to tasty plants. Moths use the Earth's magnetic field to orient themselves on journeys of hundreds of miles. Bees waggle their butts to tell their hive mates where to find juicy stashes of nectar. Insects live in our world, or humans live in theirs. yet we inhabit. I'm trying my best here, folks. We inhabit a completely different sensory universes. But just as we are starting to understand insect senses, something is shifting in the way we treat these creatures. Insect farming is booming in a major way. By one estimate, between 1 trillion and 1.2 trillion insects are raised on farms each year as companies race to find a high-protein, low-carbon way to feed animals and humans. In terms of sheer numbers of animals impacted, this is a transformation of speed and scale that we've never seen before. It's a weird twist in our already strange relationship with bugs. We squash them, we spray them, we eat them, and crush them to make pretty dyes. But we also fret about plummeting wild insect populations and rely on them to pollinate the crops we eat. And with the industrialization of insect farming, bugs are being offered up as a solution to the human-caused climate crisis. Everything needs to be blamed on humans, folks. But before we go down that route, we need to ask some really basic questions about insects. Can they feel? Do they have feelings? And if so, what should we do about it? Are they safe to eat? So here they are pushing this, okay? Now you're going to start, forget steaks, okay? Cows fart too much. Methane gas is bad for the climate. So you don't want to eat meat anymore. Slaughterhouses are, I get it. But now they're starting to push bugs. And I'm really wondering, bugs have feelings too. Bugs have feelings too. What are people going to be eating? What are we going to be eating? They're pushing us towards this insect thing. And then what? They're going to switch that on us. And then we're just going to eat soy and petri dish grown meat. What is going on here? Do you see where they're taking us? And I'm going to go out as far as to say that I think some vegans and the real extreme ones, that's just as bad as alcoholism, anorexia, or any of that shit. It's all the same to me. I've never seen one of them look that healthy, to be honest with you. I know. I might piss off a few people. But let's get to some what the fuck news. In what the fuck news? Gym bros. You hit the gym, bro. Gym bros are eating dog food for protein, and I'm frightened. So I guess a liberal wrote this. I don't want to eat dog food either. I did that once in high school in a contest. Prime rib, chicken soup, steak frites, and filet mignon are all flavors of dog food that may sound appetizing. And for some gym brothers, they are. Yeah. All right. People on TikTok are, of course they're on TikTok. People on TikTok are noticing that hefty amount of protein in dog food and have decided to get in on the action. While sharing their experience trying it, some people on the social platform say that because some dog food brands are high in protein, the benefits of fueling a workout may be worth enduring the questionable flavors and the potential risks of throwing down meals intended for our canine friends. Fitness influencer Henry Crisieri, 21 years old. This kid's 21 years old. You're going to listen to anything he says? A 21-year-old, you might as well be 12. From Buffalo, New York, decided to try kibbles and bits oven-roasted beef with spring vegetable and apple flavors. However, in his first viral TikTok video with 19.9 million views, all these people tuned in to watch this guy eat dog food. Oh. He tells viewers that according to the app, Pedigree's dog food has 666 grams of protein, 666, folks. Around 600 grams more than the amount of protein most people should consume each day. So, Clarice promised viewers that he would try dog food in his video and got 15,000 likes. After posting, his video got 2.5 million likes. I knew I needed to try it, he told BuzzFeed News. The dog food tasted extremely dry, needed so much water after eating it. Clarice said in an email to BuzzFeed News, tasted like little pieces of dirt, and I definitely don't think it was worth it. Even though it's a lot of protein, I'd take a steak over protein powder. In this video, he adds, it's for the gains as he eats kibbles and bits. After grimacing and gagging, while he chews the product. He tells followers, I promise you guys, it's not worth it. Folks, I ate dog food. I ate a can of Alpo one time with my buddy Artie. We had a contest at my buddy Brian's house, and it was a can of dog food. I was like, how bad could this be? So we took out the can of dog food. We opened it up, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But we were in high school, and it was a contest. So so we took a spoon, dipped it in the wet canned food of Alpo. And I don't remember who went first. I think it was me that went first. I went first, took a bite out of it. And folks, it really is that bad. I couldn't swallow it for the life of me. I could taste particles of grains and like pebbles or rocks in it, like hard rocks, granules, and hair. There was hair in it. So I spit it out and I lost the bet. Art ate half a can of Alpo. Okay. This guy did that. He was crazy. Anyway, that's my little story for today. Thank you folks for tuning in. Let's see here. That's it. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. And the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I'll be back Monday. I'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy life a little bit. Get out in some sun. Spring is in the air. It's coming. You can feel it. All right. Later, folks. I'm out.